You're listening to SBS News.
A United Nations special rapporteur is recommending a follow-up criminal investigation into what it calls the premeditated execution of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Report author Agnes Kalama cites 6 violations of international law and names 15 suspects, 11 of whom Saudi Arabia says are facing trial in the kingdom. Ms. Kalamad is urging the UN Secretary-General to establish an international probe, especially looking at the involvement of Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
What needs to be investigated is the extent to which the Crown Prince knew or should have known of what would have happened to Mr. Khashoggi, whether he directly or indirectly incited the killing, whether he acted without due diligence, whether he could have prevented the execution when the mission started and failed to do so.
Ms. Kalama says she doesn't have evidence about who ordered the journalist's killing.
What I do have is evidence suggesting that the responsibilities of high-level officials may be engaged and therefore is requiring further investigation, in particular of the Crown Prince, for a variety of reasons. The first one is that the people directly implicated in the murder reported to him.
She wants particularly to find out how much the Crown Prince knew before Mr. Khashoggi's death. Ms. Kalama says the state of Saudi Arabia hasn't accepted responsibility for the killing. Although United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres wants a thorough inquiry into Mr. Khashoggi's murder, his spokesman Stefan Dujarric says the UN doesn't have the power to launch a criminal investigation without a mandate from a competent intergovernmental body.
The Secretary General believes that this was a horrendous crime that shocked people around the world. Since the first report surfaced, he has clearly condemned it and called for a prompt, thorough and transparent investigation and accountability for those responsible, with full respect to due process.
The Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Adel Al-Jubeir, has hit back online, stating the report contains clear contradictions and baseless allegations.
We stress Saudi judicial authorities are the sole competent authorities to hear this case and are exercising their competencies in total independence. We firmly reject any attempt to encroach upon the kingdom's leadership and any attempt to divert the case away from the course of justice in the kingdom or influence it in any manner.
Adam Kugel is a Middle East researcher with Human Rights Watch.
It also should hopefully provide additional pressure on Saudi Arabia to provide more transparency into the trial of 11 individuals accused of killing Jamal Khashoggi, as well as perhaps open it up to international investigation.
He wants Saudi Arabia held accountable, even though it didn't fully cooperate with this investigation.
The report provides a lot of new information about the nature of the killing that we didn't know before. And as such, it should give some renewed momentum to the possibility of further investigations.
The Turkish Arab Media Association's Turan Kishluki is worried no one will act on the report.
We'll see what happens in the future. The problem is, in the past 2 or 3 previous years, every report published by an international organization is seen as a suggestion and remains a suggestion. There's no practical implementation. No concrete steps are taken. This is our concern, that this report will remain a suggestion, that no international organization or nation will take any steps. This is the problem. Will this happen? We don't know. That's what will happen now with Mohammed bin Salman. What is written in this report must be implemented immediately.
Mr. Kishluki was a friend of Mr. Khashoggi. His fellow media colleague, Courtney Ratch, is from the Committee to Protect Journalists.
This has had an incredibly chilling effect, not only on journalists in Saudi Arabia, in the Middle East, but really any journalists who are reporting critically about governments and, frankly, on the press freedom advocacy community.
The 33-year-old Saudi prince denies any involvement in the killing. US President Donald Trump has defended US-Saudi ties in response to international outrage. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher or Wooshka.